Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast. In these podcasts, we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday sermons at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll also discuss other topics as we consider how to live out our faith in Christ. Our desire is that the Word of God would press into your everyday life. Hey, everybody, this is Josh.
Hello, everyone. This is Scott.
And we're glad to be back with you. Had a good worship time together, continuing in Acts on Sunday.
Yeah, it was good to be with our people. I was looking forward to being with our people Sunday for prayer and worship and time in the Word.
That's right.
It was a hard week, as everybody knows, last week, and will continue to be in many respects, both nationally, globally, with the killing of Charlie Kirk, and then really close to home too. Many of our students were feeling the effect of losing a friend over the weekend.
That's right.
In an accident, electric motorcycle or electric bike accident, and that was hard. So there was a lot going on, and it was good to be together. I said Sunday how much I need my church, and I mean that. I look forward to being with our congregation. It always helps me know that people are praying and that we're worshiping the Lord together. We're calling on the Lord in hard times and continuing to do ministry. So
that's right.
We also know, there was lots of good ministry happening throughout the weekend here at Grace with a girls' retreat.
So that's right. We
continue to rejoice in all that as well.
That's right. And if you're listening and you haven't heard about this or you live far away, please keep our students in your prayers, especially the ones that go to Brentwood schools, because that's where this student was a student. And there's a lot of entangled relationship there and a lot of sense of loss. And so they're coming. By the time you hear this podcast, they will have already been probably back to school for the first day. They're there right now. Keep them in your prayers. This can be a rough week ahead for them.
Yeah.
So, but on Sunday, continued on in Acts.
Yeah.
So give us a little overview. We're continuing in Acts chapter 2.
Well, yes, it's very relevant to the times. And interestingly, I found there to be great relevance to what we experience, what we are experiencing right now in our nation. But in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost and filled the early disciples of Jesus with the Spirit and with power to give witness to Jesus, and they did, and the people were wondering what it meant, and Peter preached the great sermon. These are all things that we've covered over the last couple weeks. And Peter preached the great sermon that just basically covered Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, and then he lists out many things related to Jesus and about Jesus and the work of God through Jesus, and then he gets to that big summary that God has made this Jesus, both Lord and Christ. At that moment, that's where we picked up Sunday. At that moment, they were cut to the heart and convicted, and so much so that they actually turned to Peter and say, "What shall we do?" Like, and it was you can get the sense of it. They're actually, in all honesty and humility, asking, "Tell us what to do." We feel the cutting of the heart, the conviction. We feel it upon our consciences that we have crucified our Messiah and Jesus Christ, who is Lord. We've crucified him. What shall we do? And he says, he gives them the answer. He says, "Repent, repent, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, every one of you, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." So that was the point, was to say, that is the moment where Peter was given the question, and it's kind of like, I don't know, I just get this sense that all of history was like waiting at that moment, like, what shall they do? Like, what is the answer?
Yeah.
And he just goes straight. He gives a beautiful answer because he's preaching under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He gives the answer for then and now. Repent, turn from your sins, turn from self-lordship, turn from this crooked generation, turn to Christ, confess the name of Jesus Christ as Lord. That's what baptism is doing.
Yeah.
And you will be saved. So just trying to bring that message then to today and say that's still the answer.
Yeah.
To turn. turn to Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was cool that we got to celebrate baptism on the same day.
That's right. That passage as well. Yeah. On that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You made a statement early on in the sermon. You said kind of a side note about preaching.
Yeah.
And you talk about the idea of there's a connection being made from then to now.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, that's what we do when we preach. And I highlighted it because I'm sure people have noticed it. I don't know that anybody's thinking about it or questioning it, but sure. I thought it was worth highlighting how, yes, if you're listening to someone teach the Bible, or especially in a sermon, it happens very often, is you're reading about people 2,000 years ago in the book of Acts. You're reading about people 2,000 years ago, and it's very specific, mm-hmm. in Jerusalem, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, to the people who were, many of them, who were there when it happened, and he says, you crucified him. So he's talking about their guilt and their consciences being pricked by the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. and cut to the heart. And then here a preacher like me comes along and just, you know, skips years ahead, you know, 2,000 years ahead, and says, and you, me, we're guilty.
Yeah.
Why? What is that about? And that's what I was trying to address, to alert people to why we do what we do. And that's because the message of the Bible is timeless.
Yeah. So I think somebody might look at, you know, the context of Acts and things like that, and might say, well, we've changed as a society. Humanity, mm-hmm. is different. The kinds of things that we're talking about right now, the kinds of things that we're thinking about right now are very different. So how can you draw a direct connection?
Yeah.
Is that really true? Like, mm-hmm. is it timeless?
Yeah.
And what would you say to that?
I would say you're correct. You weren't there in Jerusalem when Jesus Christ was crucified. So in the sense you could say, well, I wasn't guilty. I wasn't there. True. But you got to understand what the Bible's communicating. When the Bible is communicating the commonality of humanity, that it is timeless in what it says about human nature.
Mm.
And so the call to repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of our sins, to confess Jesus as Lord to be saved, is timeless because sin in the human heart is timeless.
Mm-hmm.
It's always there. We don't evolve out of it. Now, the more specific connection is, you know, yes, they were there for the physical crucifixion of Jesus. In that sense, they were guilty of yelling, "Crucify him." However, we read in the rest of the Bible that Jesus died for the sin, for our sins,
yep.
that we might be saved. So there is the connection of my heart here 2,000 years later. He was dying for my sin,
mm-hmm.
because he was dying. It's a timeless death. He's dying for the people of faith who weren't even alive when he died.
Yeah.
So the point being there that people say, well, how does it relate to me? Because the timeless nature of humanity and the human heart being sinful, and the timeless nature of the death of Christ covering the sins of all people of faith, even those who were not alive when, mm-hmm. he died. And so the message is for today.
Hmm.
And then interestingly, I found it to be timeless because things do change in societies.
Yeah.
And people have been asking all last week, what are we going to do about this?
Yeah.
Political violence is the phrase that we're all using now.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to pursue civil discourse. And you know, I guess the question that someone could ask is, well, shouldn't that be what you're talking about? And to which I would say, well, yes, but there's something deeper than that hasn't changed.
Yeah.
And that's the human heart.
That's right.
And so people need to repent and believe.
Yeah. You know, this all kind of makes me think of, in that society's change, our sensibilities change, and in that we might be able to identify some kind of a problem, but we might not call it the prime problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then we might call that problem, we might call for the wrong kind of solution. And I'm thinking about, we would look at, like, someone might feel a sense of guilt. Mm-hmm. What must I do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of thing. But as a society, we view a sense of guilt as a toxic thing, mm-hmm. that needs to be gotten over.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is often, be okay with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
and move on and let go of these, you know, old notions of guilt and shame or mm-hmm. things like that, and sort of excuse yourself out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the wrong solution. It's kind mm-hmm. of sort of getting at a problem, a felt problem that's correct in some sense.
Mm-hmm.
It might be misguided depending on the person.
Yeah.
But it's sort of inoculating the person from what Peter is saying is the actual answer.
Yes, and the actual problem.
Yeah.
The actual problem is human sin.
Mm-hmm.
And the conscience, every person's conscience gets cut at some point.
Yeah.
The question is, what do they do about it?
Yeah.
And just try to get over it, try to move on, make excuses, blame, mm-hmm. avoid.
Yeah.
There's a thousand ways we do that.
Yeah, and that's what I'm getting at, is we call the sense of guilt the problem.
Mm-hmm.
If we could just get over the sense of our guilt, then we're going to be happy, mm-hmm. we're going to feel fulfilled,
mm-hmm.
when that sense is actually kind of a grace in our life, potentially, that could be helping us identify the real problem, which is below the surface, that needs Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we tried to distinguish a little bit between real guilt and false guilt, or a sense of shame that we get for all kinds of reasons that are not really due to a sin or a wrong mm-hmm. on our part. We're not talking about that. We're talking about real guilt because of real sin.
Mm.
That is a grace, a cutting of the heart. The conviction of sin is a grace of God. It's a great way to put it, mm-hmm. because it drives us to Christ.
Yeah.
It drives us to say, what shall I do?
Mm.
And the answer is repent and believe in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What shall I do? And I was trying to, now if we can kind of pull back around to maybe current days, you know, all last week people are asking, what shall we do? We've got all these societal problems and social problems, and people are going to address it from a policy standpoint and political standpoint and, you know, civic engagement standpoint, cultural standpoint. And I wouldn't argue against that.
Yeah.
I'd say, great, you know, because we do want to be able to help each other out mm-hmm. And live in a peaceful society. But there's something deeper than that. Because what drives the need to do all of those things? Human nature, a sinful human nature.
Yeah.
And so there again, Peter is addressing that.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I felt maybe could be needed to be communicated, and I think was being communicated on Sunday, is in the midst of all the what shall we do in our society, we're going to have those debates. But don't forget the deeper, what shall we do with our hearts?
Yeah.
And no amount of policy change, no amount of, you know, civics lessons and learning how to have better dialogue is going to actually change a person's guilt before God.
Mm-hmm.
But once that heart change comes, the forgiveness of sins and the power of the Holy Spirit, then you're much, you know, you're, first of all, you're right with God, but even societally, you're much better further down the road in getting, in learning how to relate to people mm-hmm. when your heart's made right with God.
That's right.
So, you know, that's what we were driving at on Sunday.
Yeah.
And hopefully it is helpful to say, remember the real spiritual issues here of the human heart, and therefore the real spiritual solutions of repentance and faith in Christ.
Mm. I think that's an excellent thing to take home for the week, is when we look at what's going on in the world, whatever happened last week and the things that will happen that we don't know about this week, mm-hmm. is, are we really trusting that the real problem is sin in the human hearts, and the real solution is the gospel,
yes,
bringing salvation to people, changing those human hearts?
Yes.
So, great. That's something we can be praying for,
okay,
this week.
Yeah. Thanks.